Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's guests are John Hewitt, who is the founder of Liberty Tax Service, and Dan Castellini, who is a franchisee for Liberty Tax Service. And Don, I think I'm up. I think I wanted to go back to John for a moment and talk a little bit about the industry, John, because I know there's some things going on in the tax industry. There's a lot of, like, consolidating. And maybe if you could talk a little bit about how big the industry is today in 2007.
You know, Marty, there's last year about 137 million people filed a tax return, and over 83 million people came into a brick-and-mortar and file a tax return, and both of those numbers increase every year. The industry is, it's such a great industry for some of the reasons we've already talked about, the seasonality of it. The seasonality makes a higher quality of life. It actually makes us be able to make more money. It's hard to understand that it's actually better to have that office sitting there empty than to have a year-round business, but you talked about some of the reasons that's true. But you know, because it's death and taxes, it's recession-proof, and it's growing. It grows because more people file, about 1.5 million more people file a year, and more people pay a preparer. A record last year, a record 62% came in. But possibly the best part of this industry that I like is that there's really only two or three main players in the industry. And, you know, we're after the bottom 80% of the population. We're not after people that make hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're after, you know, the typical American that makes under $80,000 or $90,000 a year, and the 80% of the population, the same person that goes into Walmart or McDonald's. And you know, there aren't very many industries where the average person can't say two or three or four or five different organizations, whether you talk about hamburgers or pizza or chicken or hotels or rental cars. I mean, people know a lot of businesses, but in most of the country, the only name that people know is H&R Block, and yet H&R Block only has a 19% market share. Out of the people that pay preparer, H&R Block only does 19%. And most of this business is dominated by mom and pops and independents. And what's happening is beginning to happen around the country is a consolidation where Liberty and Jackson Hewitt are beginning to get market share. We're not going to put Block out of business. There's only one company that could, and that's H&R Block. We are taking business from the 60% of the mom and pops. Have. And that consolidation has happened in industry after industry, whether it's hardware or department stores or grocery stores or pharmacy. America has been consolidating for the last 50 years, and it's just now really happening in a big way in the tax preparation industry.
Interesting. Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, John, how so much room for growth because so many people do not use one of the three big players.
Right.
Just a lot more room to grow Liberty Tax Service.
Also, the law's changing every year, too, I imagine, John. I mean, again, you've been in the industry for 38 years. I imagine there's probably been changes to the tax laws every single year since you've been doing this. So I think that's probably another advantage to your industry.
Marty, you have it that it changes. You know, Benjamin Franklin said there's only two certainties in life, death and taxes. And a famous business author you may have read before, Dennis Waitley, he said, now there's one more certainty in life, and that there's going to be changes. And
right.
And you know what? That is a certainty, and we've seen massive changes in just this decade. But in this industry, you're right, Marty, every year changes, 38 years. In fact, there's one-third of the bills that go through Congress have some tax effect, some tax impact, some tax change. That's how often the lawmakers add something or change something in our tax system.
That's something. John, what types of characteristics, I guess this can really be in general, to make a successful entrepreneur, but also as a successful Liberty Tax Service franchisee, I mean, what do you feel the strongest characteristics are? We mentioned a couple before.
You know, I think it's a franchisee has a little bit different of a personality than an entrepreneur. I think you know someone invented a phrase that's not used too much anymore, but they say a great franchisee isn't an entrepreneur, it's an intrapreneur. It's being business by yourself, but or I'm sorry, for yourself, but not by yourself. The key component of being an excellent franchisee is the ability to adapt and follow a system. If everything we told you was just simple and it was easy and understandable and clear cut, then we wouldn't really have a system of doing business. A lot of people would be doing it. Every piece of advice, every part of our system has one thing in common. It's tried and true. Great franchisors take the trial and error away from you. There's no trial and error in franchising. When you do trial and error, you're making a mistake. Having done this for 38 years, having 1,500 franchisees, I mean, if you come into our system and you think you're going to have an idea that's never been thought of, never tried, possible, yes, crazy, unlikely. I mean, it's very, very unlikely. We've seen just about everything. You don't need to be creative. You don't need to do research and development. What you do is need to adapt to a system. So if you're a franchisee versus an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur has to create a system. A franchisee has to adapt and just implement the system.
Right. And that's important in the recruiting process, or somebody becoming a franchisee like Dan is trying to differentiate that type of person, making sure there's someone's going to want to follow the system.
It is, Marty, because every single person tells me I'm going to do. John, why would I be crazy not to listen to you? That's why we're paying your money to acquire, to be part of this system. Is we want that system. But you know, in 38 years of bringing in over 3,000 franchisees, no one listens. And you know, the oldest story of people not listening is Adam and Eve. And God said to Adam, "Don't go over to that tree of knowledge of fruit and of good and evil." And right. He turned his back and they ate the fruit. People don't listen to God or their parents or their advisors or their doctors or dentists. People learn by trial and error, and you have to try to fight that human nature and try to do it the way that we prescribe.
That's great. John and Dan, we have about like 30 seconds. What's the best way, John, that someone can get more information on Liberty Tax?
I just go to libertytax.com.
Good enough. And I want to thank both of you guys for coming on the show today. It was an honor to speak to both of you, and we're going to have both of you back.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Thanks guys. Have a great day today.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye. See you.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
they're speaking to one of the legends, you know, one of the top franchisees, so that's fantastic. So
I got just my watch. I thought we had 5 more minutes. I'm all...
Sorry.
I'm all geared up here to ask more questions.
That's why I said we'll have to have them back. So. This is the fastest show of our lives. But again, Don, great job today. I want to thank you, go to franchiseinterviews.com, and I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Yeah, good job, Marty. Thanks,
Don.